reminder that we are here worshiping the creator of the universe, the one who spoke and the world came to be and there was light, the one who created each and every one of you and myself, the one who knows our hearts more than we even know our own hearts, the one who we turned away from, and yet he chases us down and welcomes us with open arms. I mean, heaven reaching out to us. We're so undeserving, right? I mean, but that kind of love, that kind of God, that is who we get to call our God. But he is so holy and sovereign. All of these things balance together. We just take a moment to just acknowledge how great our God is that we are worshiping. Just take a moment here, even to yourselves, and just spend a minute reflecting on who he is, his character. If you feel led to lift, you know, some of those things up, go for it. But, you know, even just between you and God, reflect on who he is and let him reveal himself to you in a fresh way. And before we move forward, I just want to speak to a couple of you were at worship and prayer night, but I know not everyone was. So just a quick review of what we were really focusing on during our time together there was worshiping undignified and allowing Jesus to be greater and us to be less. Okay, King David, when he worshiped God, I can't remember like the exact words that he used, but basically he was saying that he is willing to be like undignified and just put himself out there to worship God because of how much he loved him. Like he was not concerned with other people's thoughts or judgments or anything like that, you know, pride or nothing. It was just about worshiping God and praising God. So may we worship him this morning undignified, allowing him to become so much greater in this space.
Like a vow that is tested, God.
Precious Heavenly Father, God, you are worthy of all of our praise, Lord, and you will be praised, God. If we don't praise you, then the rocks will cry out in our place, Lord, because you are so worthy, so holy, so deserving of praise, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, God, that you allow us to be a part of that offering up of praises, God. Because we do know that you will get it anyways. You don't need us to be offering praises to you, Lord. But you welcome us in and you allow us to praise you, God. You allow us to dwell with you, Lord, only by your love and by your mercy. God, may we not take this for granted, Lord. Because it is by your grace and by your mercy, Lord, that we get to praise you.
Hallelujah and amen. His love is so good and so deep. And just reflecting on this theme keeps coming up, like, I think in the sermons and youth group what we're talking about, and even just, you know, in conversations that I'm having, but just how sometimes there's this disconnect between, like, salvation and sanctification, right? Where salvation, we are justified. We are declared innocent in God's eyes. Sanctification is like an extra blessing on top of that, where he starts setting us free from these things that we're still facing here on earth and making us more into his image. But his love for us is not dependent on that sanctification work. And our salvation isn't dependent upon that either. If you have seasons where, you know, it seems like, oh, I feel like I'm failing at this whole sanctification thing, which it's not a work that you do anyways, but we all get there, right? Then we start to feel like there's this disconnect, like, oh, am I really saved? Does God really love me? But no, like, we are justified as is. You can't earn it. And it's not like you get it and then you have to try to keep it. No, like, you're justified in Jesus' name. He has declared that it is finished. It is so. And what he says, no one can change. He speaks it, and it is finished.
Lord, your love won't let us go.
by your stripes I am healed. With one touch I am made whole. You have spoken, and I know that it is so. In the storm you are peace, and your sing that again and really hold on to that truth here. By your stripes I am healed. With one touch I am made whole. You have spoken, and I know that it is so. You have spoken, and I know.
And so, Father in heaven, we declare that your word is the final word. We declare that because you have spoken, that it is so. We declare that we are holy. We declare that we are healed, that we are righteous, that we are without stain. We declare that you will have your bride pure and holy. Father, in the waiting for the healing, in the waiting for the shame to be fully lifted, for the guilt stains that we still feel and hold on to sometimes to be completely washed away, for the promises that you have made to come to fruition, Father, in the waiting, we stand on the sure and certain hope that your word will be fulfilled. That you have the final say, that you have spoken. And so we believe, and even as the man who came needing healing for his son, we say, Lord, help our unbelief. And I pray, Father, in those moments of waiting, when the storm is raging, that we would settle in your peace until the breakthrough comes. And Father, teach us in these weeks to come to abide in you, Jesus, so that what has already been declared to be so, what already has been accomplished, that we would see the fruit of it more and more, not for our glory, but for the glory of the Father alone. So come, Holy Spirit, to speak your truth to us. Settle us into the reality that you delight in us, simply because we are yours. We love you. We worship you. Thank you for the privilege of joining in with angels and saints in heaven, singing your praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.